Casey, how does it feel to finally be at finals time?
Oh, it feels great, man, especially given how hard we worked the preseason and throughout this whole year. We had a lot of injuries, had a guys who stepped up in different situations, and just to be at full strength, with the exception of Nate's back, whatever, I feel like we deserve to be here.
How are you? You feeling personally? You look pretty good out there. Your hamstring all good?
Yeah, I feel real good. I mean, the trainers did a good job, like stand on me about doing like treatment and recovery, and I haven't had enough time to rest it, so I feel pretty confident. I feel good for the finals.
And Nate's back. Where's he at?
I'm pretty sure he's doing pretty good. I mean, got a little niggling injury, but he's doing everything he can to make sure he's full strength for the finals.
So you'd expect him to be out there playing?
Oh yeah, definitely. He's a competitor, I think he'll come out there with the guys and go to war.
How much scouting have you guys done of the Hawks? Casey, you're pretty intimately familiar.
I mean, yeah, we played them 3 times already this year, so we pretty much know a lot about them. And it's playoffs, so they probably add a couple of things different. We just keying in on personnel, keying on team tendencies, and I think we're pretty confident that they're done.
Did you know much about the Perth Wildcats and their success before you came to Perth?
Oh yeah, before I came, they kind of really sold me on the success of the Wildcats, the history of it, how many championships they won, things like that. And but I didn't know that we was making history by going to the playoffs 33 years. So I'm glad to be a part of that.
Pretty amazing now that you're here.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty amazing that I'm a part of that history.
With the Hawks, is it almost a case of limiting them from the perimeter and you're a good chance?
They're a good team in fast breaks transition, so we got to do a good job getting back, limiting to one shot. They got great shooters, and Kevin Lish and Penny and all those guys, so we just got to do a good job limiting to one shot.
Hey, so does it come down to sort of defense?
Yeah, that's the whole point of playoffs, the defense. That team who plays the best defense has the best chance of winning.
You've carried a fair bit of the scoring responsibility throughout the year. Do you feel that extra bit of responsibility to really score big this playoffs?
No, not really. I mean, whenever I can do the help, that's what I'm doing. Like I said, we have other guys on this team who can step up. Jesse come in and get like 20 easy points. And everyone has their own role to play. And I'm just happy to fill in where I can.
How's Maddie with the shoulder? Casey, is he playing through a fair bit of pain right now?
Oh, yeah, he's actually out there shooting right now, so I think he's looking pretty good, pretty confident that he'll be able to finish off strong.
Casey, you've had a good season. Have you seen the best of Casey
Prowley?
Do you have a bit of room?
I think. I always think I can get better. I'm still young. I'm still just going through it. It's my first really professional year playing, so I feel like every day I get better and better. So as long as I put in the work, I feel like there's a lot of room to go.
Are you the kind of player who likes to shine at this time of year?
Oh, I mean, definitely. I mean, I just like, I don't know, I just want to win. So I'm a competitor, and I don't know, I just do whatever I can to win. I don't know about shining, but if I shine, I guess, I don't know if it's a good thing. I don't know.
Is there one player on the team that you think could really be someone who you can go to for that something special?
Oh, yeah, Tommy Jervis. He has all year, he's been coming off the bench playing great. Rebounds, assists, points, and he's just been unbelievable for us, so I hope that he continues to do that for us.
How big's Jesse been as well off the bench for you guys, Casey?
Yeah, he's been great knocking down the shots and just spreading the defense out, and it just makes everyone else's jobs a lot easier.
Is it rare with Tom to come across someone who seems to be happy? I mean, for the play he's doing, he could probably be starting at any other team, but he seems to be happy with his role. Is that kind of rare?
No, it just speaks highly on Tom Jervis and how he approaches every situation. And all the guys on the team pretty much the same way. They just take whatever opportunity they're given and they just go for it, try to excel at the best they can.
Is that kind of your X factor, having such a good big man on the bench?
Yeah, that's really big for us, especially with Nate coming in and off of games. So for Tommy to keep stepping up, it would be huge for us.